A reversal at the White House on Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden just confirming that student loan payments will remain on hold until the end of June. He previously said it was time for payments to resume and that the pause would end at the end of this year. But now his plan to cancel some student loan debt is tied up in court, challenged by several Republican-led states.
For that reason, the Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later in June 30, 2023.
In a video post, the president says the extended pause on borrowers' payments will give the Supreme Court time to hear the case. The states challenging the debt relief plan question the president's authority to do it without congressional approval. The Supreme Court dealing a setback to former President Trump, ordering some of his tax returns to be handed over to a House panel.
This has been an ongoing fight between the Ways and Means panel and the former president. Lawmakers seeking Mr. Trump's personal tax records and some business records from 2015 to 2020, so just before he took office and his years in the White House. The Trump team has argued this is all about partisan politics, Democrats going after him. Lower courts ruled that Ways and Means lawmakers had a legitimate legislative authority to review those records.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. It's not known how soon those records would be turned over. Republicans will take control of House committees with a new majority in January. The deadly crash of a news helicopter under investigation in North Carolina. WBTV calls it a terrible loss, killing a pilot and meteorologist. That crash happened alongside an interstate in Charlotte earlier today. The FAA says the NTSB will lead the investigation. Stocks go back to rallying. The Dow up 397 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The White House COVID team says protecting loved ones should be a Thanksgiving topic, launching a new campaign aimed at getting more updated COVID shots in arms. About 35 million Americans have had the updated vaccine, designed to also target newer strains of the virus. The nation's top infectious disease expert says he is prepared to testify for Congress after his retirement next month.
For likely the last time in his decades-long career, Dr. Anthony Fauci briefed reporters from the White House briefing room on the state of the pandemic.
I have no trouble testifying. We can defend and explain and stand by everything that we've said.
House Republicans have signaled hearings and investigations into the origins of COVID-19 and research funded by the agency led by Fauci.
You may not know, but I've testified before the Congress a few hundred times, okay, over the last 40 years or so.
Fauci has announced he will be leaving government service in December. He's been director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for 38 years.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Holiday travel, a hot topic on Google, with search interest in last-minute Thanksgiving trips more than doubling, and best day to travel for Thanksgiving, a breakout search over the past week in the U.S.
The tech company seeing a surge in searches for Tuesday after Thanksgiving flights. With how bad is traffic the day before Thanksgiving, a breakout search. The top searched holiday travel spots Americans are searching said to be Disney World, followed by Universal Studios Hollywood, the San Diego Zoo, SeaWorld San Diego, and Southern California's Knott's Berry Farm. The most searched flight destinations said to be New York, Miami, Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Japan. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all gaining more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.